This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. This next story is about debt, old debts. In Philadelphia, city officials are going after money they say convicts owe them for skipping court dates and other offenses. Trouble is, the city never collected the debts at the time, and some of that debt now goes back decades. Amanda Aronchik reports.
Back in the early 1990s, when Rufus Taylor was growing up in North Philadelphia, he was a studious kid.
All I thought about was school. And that was it.
He remembers thinking to himself, maybe there's more to life than just studying.
I'm kind of very interested in what's going on over there on that corner. You know, and that's where I went. I got over there, and it was the thrill.
Unfortunately, Rufus's thrill was taking and driving other people's cars.
One, two, three.
That's Rufus counting his arrests. This might take a while.
Four, five, six, seven.
By the time he turned 18, he was in real trouble.
This is 21 separate arrests. This is all from my juvenile years.
Rufus was then arrested for helping some friends with an armed robbery. He spent the next 14 years in and out of prison, and by 2008, he was done with the courts. That is, until last year, when he couldn't collect welfare because of an outstanding financial debt.
I did my time. I did everything y'all requested. You don't let me know none of this until after I'm off parole.
Rufus apparently skipped out on bail four times back in 1994, and for that he owed a lot of money.
$41,897.70.
Almost $42,000. And it's not just Rufus Taylor facing a paralyzing debt. He's one of an estimated 300,000 people who owe the courts. That's one of every five people in Philadelphia.
Thank you very, very much.
And that's the city's mayor. Turns out that this is a retroactive fix, because for 40 years, the agency responsible for collecting this court money for bail and restitution, fees and fines, didn't. They didn't track the money, and they didn't collect the money. So in 2010, the city launched Stand Up, Pay Up.
When people owe, they need to pay. We want our money.
And not just a little bit of money, but $1.5 billion on debts dating back to when Richard Nixon was still president. Judge Pamela Denby, who oversees the courts, says since the recession hit, this is really necessary money.
This isn't like the court's playground fund. It goes right to the city. So this is taxpayer money.
And she thinks Rufus Taylor should be responsible for at least some of his share.
So here we have a guy, one, two, three, four cases with three different names.
Rufus Taylor, Ricky Johnson, Ricky Smith.
This is clearly a guy who was well on his way to being a lifelong criminal, ducking the system at every possible opportunity.
Still, Judge Denby knows that Rufus and many of the other ex-offenders don't have the means to stand up, pay up.
We're not asking them to come up with all the money at once. We really will live with any faintly reasonable payment plan.
So a few months ago, Rufus Taylor found a legal aid lawyer to dispute his debt, and he won. Sort of. The court vacated most of the $42,000, bringing it down to about $4,000 that he can pay off on a monthly plan. But he doesn't buy that this is about justice or reform.
It's nothing other than money. It's not about fair trial. It's not about fair judgments. It's money. I don't look at it as no other thing. It's not they're going to just say, well, I really want to rehabilitate you. That's bullshit. It's money.
The money Rufus Taylor owes is from 1994. His debt is now old enough to drive. For him and his lawyer, this is still unfair, and so earlier this month they filed a second appeal to Judge Denby. Rufus doesn't have a steady job yet, and his monthly payments are a problem. But the last time I saw him, he had gotten some pickup work, fixing cars.
I like to restore them now. What I used to do to take them and demolish them, now I want to put it back together.
In Philadelphia, I'm Amanda Aronchik for Marketplace.